Yay, well done for making it into a second lesson. It takes courage to pursue learning, to choose your education, because it's important. So well done, bravo, kudos, keep it up. So for our second lesson, we'll be covering what we call pronouns. We'll be covering the types of pronouns, how they are used, in some few examples. If we don't cover everything in this lesson, we will continue in the third lesson. All right. So in English, we have many types of pronouns. As you might imagine, there are so many. And all of them are important in that they serve different functions in how we speak and how we communicate. In the common types of pronouns that we have in English include personal pronouns. Perhaps this is the most common type of pronouns that we use in our everyday language and communication. Personal pronouns, basically they refer to people or things. So it might be I, it might be he, she, it, them, you, me, us, ours, theirs. These are all personal pronouns. And we're going to cover each one bit by bit. And then we also look at demonstrative pronouns. And demonstrative pronouns, they are used for pointing to things. When we are referring to things, specific things. For example, someone might say, "This is my book. That is my chair. These are my favorite discs. Those are my belongings." So as you shall see, they are near demonstrative pronouns and they are far demonstrative pronouns. So for near demonstrative pronouns, we have this in the singular form, and also we have these, which is in the plural form. For example, someone might say, "This is my book," if it's one book, and then they will also say, "These are my books," if there are many books, meaning to say they are very close to the subject, to the person who is speaking. And then we have far demonstrative pronouns. They are used to talk about or to point to things which are a distance or further away from the subject. And we have two of them as well. We have that and those. So that refers to one thing or object which the subject is referring to. For example, someone might say, "That is my book." Maybe it's lying 15 meters away from the subject. "That is my book." It's a long distance. So we use that instead of saying "this" because it's very far away. Then if there are so many books, the plural form of that now, we will say "those are my books," because it's now far away and there are many. So take note of these small differences, but they add up. The sum of all of these differences add up to make great or bad English. So be cautious. And then we have what we call relative pronouns. And relative pronouns have a function of introducing us to what we call relative clauses. And relative clauses typically start with W, and you have probably heard them, the likes of who, whom, whose, which, that. And we shall look more closely into them once we are on that topic. And then we have interrogative pronouns. Interrogative pronouns are basically for asking questions. And they include the likes of whom, whose, which, and what. And we shall look over them as well. Then we have indefinite pronouns, such as somebody, anyone, everyone, nothing. And they refer to non-specific people or things. From the word itself, indefinite. If something is indefinite, it's not specifically stated. So indefinite pronouns, basically, they are like the opposite of personal pronouns. And whereas personal pronouns are a bit more specific, indefinite pronouns, they are non-specific in their approach is they point out to things or people. And someone might just say, somebody is coming. We don't know who exactly. So it's, they are not specific. Or someone might say, everyone should be here by 10 o'clock. Everyone doesn't point to a specific somebody or a thing. It just means the whole group as a whole. It's not specific. So these are indefinite pronouns. And they are an important part of our English because we almost use them regularly. And then we have what we call reflexive pronouns. And reflexive pronouns, they reflect back to the subject in that sentence. For example, if I say he is doing the chores, which word do I put after chores? Which bring us back to the subject, he. Obviously, it's himself. And so, reflexive pronouns, they bring us back, or they are an equivalent. They should match with the subject of the sentence. So if there's any scenario or a point whereby you say he is doing the chores herself or their self, it's wrong because it doesn't, there's no agreement there. It has to reflect back to the subject, who is a he. And we have to use he, him, because it's a male. And it's a singular male, which happens to be in the second person pronoun, a he, which is a he. So we say he is doing the chores himself. So this is a bit about reflexive pronouns. Then we move on to intensive pronouns. Intensive pronouns, basically, they are there to reiterate or add emphasis, expatiate on pronouns or nouns by being used in conjunction or immediately after a noun. For example, someone might say, he himself will go to town. Himself there is used for emphasis. Notice how it follows he. Regularly, we would have said he will go to town himself, but the himself after he is put there for emphasis to make sure that no one else but the person, the subject referred to in the sentence is going. So someone might write like this, he himself will go to town, to add emphasis rather than just saying he will go to town. All right, so that's a bit of intensive pronouns. And then we have what we call reciprocal pronouns. And they come from the word reciprocity. I don't know if you've heard of reciprocity. It's a value. For example, we know that respect is reciprocal. Meaning to say, if you respect me, I respect you. It goes both ways. I do what you do for me. And if you don't respect me, I don't respect you. So reciprocity has to do with indicating or is... It indicates the mutual actions or relationship between subjects or things. For example, one might say they support each other in tough times, or they help one another. Each other and one another become reciprocal pronouns. So, guys, this is it. This is just an intro to the topic. So, we'll be actually dissecting each type of pronoun one by one, because this is a very huge topic. It's very huge, as you have seen. There are so many aspects of pronouns we have to cover. So don't ever think that this is it. Always come back, because you are always putting in more stuff, more content, more resources. And we also have pictures and PDFs available for you to actually get a closer look, to listen to. And you are free to share your own notes or audios if you feel they are important. We will gladly put them across. Okay, until the next lesson, have a good one.